We're going to have our reading now, and a member of the, is it Adventure Scouts? Sorry? Explorers is going to come and read to us. What's your name?
Ruby.
Thank you very much for reading for us this morning, Ruby. And Ruby's going to read from the Bible, from John chapter 15, verses 9 to 14.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Ruby. Thank you. Excellent reading. Now, I've got someone that I would like you to meet this morning. Would you like to meet him? That was underwhelming. Would you like to meet him? Okay. Here he is. Okay, here he is. Okay, here's my little friend I'd like you to meet this morning. There he is. Okay, here he is. His name is Diggory. And who can tell me what sort of glove puppet animal Diggory is? Who can tell me what sort of animal he is? Yes. He's a donkey. Diggory the donkey. Okay, it's great to have you with us this morning, Diggory. Do you want to give everyone a little wave? Give him a wave back. Come on, there you go, a little wave. There you go. Good stuff. This is Diggory the... Hang on, Diggory. What have you got tied to your tail? It's got a bit of rope with a knot in it on the end of your tail. Why have you got a piece of rope on the end of your tail? Ah, Diggory says it's to help him remember something important. Okay, so Diggory, what is it that this is to help you remember? Why did you tie a piece of rope to your tail with a knot in it to help you remember something? What is it? Think hard. He says he's forgotten. Don't worry, Diggory, it happens to all of us. Hopefully you'll remember a bit later, okay? What can you see there? Ah, yes, other people are wearing them as well. He says, what's that flower that you're all wearing? Who can tell Diggory what this flower is that we're wearing? Yeah, just the boy on the end there, yeah? It's a poppy, well done. It's a poppy. It's a poppy. Ah, he says, why are we wearing poppies? Well, Diggory, the reason we're wearing poppies is a bit like the reason you tied a knot to your tail. It's to help you remember something really important. Okay, Diggory says, what is it that you're to remember with the poppy? Now, I think you put your hand up there, yes. That's right. That's absolutely well done. You see, we wear poppies, Diggory, because today we're remembering heroes, people who died and gave their lives so we can live in freedom. And in the fields where they fought in the First World War, these flowers, poppies, grew up, you see. And that's absolutely right. So we wear poppies to remember those brave men and women who fought for us. They were real heroes, you know. Okay, yeah. Diggory says, is there anything else we do to remember those people who died for us? Anything else we do? We wear poppies. Think about what happened outside. Yes. Okay, we do a parade. That's right. We do a parade where they march up the street. What else did they do? Yeah. We did a 2-minute silence out there. It was really quiet, wasn't it? And something else we did? Yeah, Charlotte. Yeah, we put the poppies, put these wreaths with poppies, Diggory, around the memorial. And there was something else happened. We heard something as well. There was silence, but we always also heard something. Yeah? Go on. Sorry? Yeah, people died in the war. All sorts of people died in the war. But what else did we do outside? We heard something. Someone hasn't said anything yet. Yes. The last post. Well done. So we heard a trumpet. We heard a bugle, or actually it wasn't. What was it? A flugelhorn. Traditionally it's a bugle, but it's a flugelhorn this morning. And Yes, so different things we do, Digory, to remember those special people who died for us. He said, that's really good that we did those things. He said, it's really good. Oh, what's that? He said, he's remembered what his knot is for. What is it? He said he bought a box of chocolates with him to share with everybody. And look, they're heroes. How appropriate is that today? Do you want to share some with people? Come on then. Who wants a hero? Who wants a hero? Because he's good at throwing. There you go. Oh, you can grab that. Do you want one here there? There you go. Over there. Whee! It's going to be a scatter throw. Are you ready? Whee! And some more over here. You ready? One, two, three. Go, Diggory. Whee! Great. Well done. I tell you what. I think Diggory is going to give the box of chocolates to one of your leaders, and at the end he can give you some more, okay? As we remember here as well done, Diggory. Say goodbye to Diggory. Well done, well done. Bye-bye. Excellent stuff. Before I forget, I'm gonna give that to Paul, and he can give you some more afterwards. There you go. Suddenly Paul's become everybody's best friend. Now, do you know, this morning we've come to remember heroes. We've come to remember heroes. Not heroes as in the chocolates. Not heroes as in superheroes like Spider-Man and Batman and Superman and the like. No, those heroes aren't real. But today we remember real life heroes. Men and women who showed great courage and bravery in times of war. Courage and bravery at great cost to themselves. For many, it even involved giving their lives. Now, there are countless stories of wartime heroes that we could be thinking about this morning. I just want to tell you one true story from World War II. It was February the 3rd, so in the middle of the winter, in 1943. And the US troop ship, the SS Dorchester, was en route to Greenland, carrying 904 service men and women. Four of them were army chaplains: George Fox, Alex Goode, Clark Poling, and John Washington. And in the middle of the night, at 5 to 1 in the morning, a German U-boat shot a torpedo that ripped a hole in the Dorchester's starboard side. Immediately, the four chaplains leapt from their bunks at the blast. And from the outset, they were determined to give the panicking soldiers direction in the middle of the night and to save as many men and women as possible. The four chaplains took off their own life jackets, their own life vests, and they gave them to four personnel who didn't have their life jackets on. They gave them so that those soldiers could possibly survive when the ship went down in the freezing waters. Those chaplains could have been the first ones to jump into the lifeboats. They could have kept their life jackets on and saved themselves, but no, they didn't. They served others. One survivor recalled how Chaplain Goode pulled off his gloves and handed them over to the soldier as he jumped into the lifeboats. The soldier survived. He spent the next 8 hours trying to keep himself from being swept out of the lifeboat. And he said later on, "I owe my life to those gloves that the chaplain gave me." The chaplains continued to minister to men in the moment before they died. Survivors told how they heard the chaplains preaching courage as the ship went down. And one survivor said, "Their voices were the only thing that kept me going." As the ship sank, the chaplains linked arms on the top deck and they prayed and they sang hymns as the boat went beneath the waters. There were 230 survivors from the Dorchester, picked up by escort vessels after daybreak. And those survivors never forgot those four brave chaplains. asked to describe what happened to the chaplains, one soldier was momentarily lost for words. Then he simply said, "It was the greatest thing I have ever seen or hope to see this side of heaven." The four chaplains' heroism illustrates the words that we heard a number of times this morning already, especially in the reading from Ruby, where Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." It's the greatest love because it involves giving the ultimate thing, your own life, to save others. And when we see that love for others carried out, it truly makes us gasp in awe. People who give their life for others are real heroes. Earlier, I read out a list of names of local people who made the supreme sacrifice for us. Some of them may be relatives of those here today. And we're so grateful today, aren't we, that they gave their lives for us. It's why we wear poppies. It's why we sounded the flugelhorn and we had 2 minutes silence to help us remember those heroes, to make sure we never forget those heroes. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And those words have been true of many brave people down through the centuries, but they've never been truer than the man who spoke them, Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate hero, for he gave his life for many, many people. Jesus laid his life down for his friends in the most extraordinary way. He went to the cross to die, where he took the punishment for the sins of his people, to bring them forgiveness and eternal life. And in that one selfless act on the cross, Jesus saved millions of people who trust in him from the judgment they deserve. As I finish, let me leave you with these two symbols on the screen, the symbol of the poppy and the symbol of the cross. The poppy reminds us that we've all benefited from the sacrifice of those who died in past wars. We can all say that today that those people then did it for me. But what about the supreme sacrifice made by Jesus on the cross? Have we put our faith in him so that we too can say of his sacrifice, "He also did that for me"? Do speak to me afterwards if you'd like to know more.